welcome to another edition of our Coaching You podcast, Final Four Preview. And this is the coach, Brendan Sir, bringing you another episode as we have done throughout the entire March Madness event. And before we get started, I wanted to run by a couple of things. The first one is a couple of announcements coming up this week on some new speakers that we're adding to our Coaching You one-day event in Fort Worth on Thursday, April 20th, from 12 noon to 6 p.m. This event is designed with what college men's and women's coaches have asked for because you couldn't get to our July event. We announced last week that we're going to have some fantastic people coming in. Kevin Eastman, myself, Fran Fraschella, the great coach and commentator for ESPN, Jamie Dixon, coach at TCU, had an incredible year. He's up there in the Final Four of the NIT right now. And Brendan Shingleton, okay, who from Texas Wesleyan, who won the NAIA National Championship last week, is going to join us, as well as two other big-time coaches. So I think you'll find that, you know, we're going to have about seven speakers chock full into about 6 hours or so. One of the best deals in coaching, only $77 for our general admission. For those that want courtside seating and all the videos of all the speakers, $197. Incredible. You're basically getting all the videos for your general admission price. So I think you're really going to love it. We'll talk more about that later on today. All right, let's get back now to we talked about our Sweet 16. Thursday night we had some incredible games coming up that came up. And, Thursday and Friday I thought was, you know, great basketball. But let's just go through what happened in the East. With Wisconsin and Florida, you know, that event on Friday night was as exciting an event as I've ever seen. What happened with Wisconsin taking the lead with 4 seconds to go, and then all of a sudden Chioza pushing the ball down the court. Just amazing three-point shot. There were some great coaching decisions that had to be involved late in the game. Mike White, you know, regretfully after the game said he should have fouled Wisconsin when they were up three, you know, only 6.9 seconds ago. That's one of those discussions that you have with your staff all year long. And luckily Mike was, you know, did not lose an opportunity to advance because of it. They were lucky that they won. In the other game, Baylor, South Carolina. Baylor, one of the best programs in the country, ranked number one at one point this year. Just team that wasn't in the top 25 in the preseason. Scott Drew, amazing job what he did with that, you know, Baylor this season. But South Carolina is right now the team of destiny. Frank Martin and his team, I think they're the best defensive team in the country. They're physical. They're tough. They move the ball to get good shots on offense. And they have the SEC Player of the Year, in Thornwell. So they are really a difficult out right now. And as we talk about later on, they were extremely good this weekend. And then we had in the Midwest, we had Kansas Purdue in a terrific game, but Kansas, you know, once again, you know, blew them out because, you know, they scored 90 plus points for the third game in a row. We had not seen a team do that, you know, in our tournament for years. So, and then the other game, Oregon, Michigan, Oregon finally knocked off a great Michigan team who was on a run that we've, you know, haven't seen through their entire Big Ten tournament and then the first couple of games last weekend. Oregon playing at a very high level, terrific athletes. Dana Altman, a premier coach, was able to get it done. Carolina and Butler. Carolina has incredible talent. They play well together as a group. Their size, they're the biggest team, I think, in college basketball, best offensive rebounding team in college ball. And they were able to knock off Butler, who had a super year this year. Chris Holden did an incredible job with that team. Kentucky UCLA was If that game was the NCAA Finals, everyone would have been happy. A premier matchup of two great programs. Kentucky was able to put them away by about 11 points. De'Aaron Fox was off the charts with 39 points. Then, you know, we had Gonzaga, and West Virginia just had a terrific matchup with the Zags holding on and winning at the end. You know, our friends from West Virginia couldn't get off a shot to tie the game down 3 late in the game. So, really tough one for them. The Zags moved on where they were going to play the winner of Arizona Xavier. Arizona's second-ranked team in there. Sean Miller, great coach, great program. Unbelievable season. His former assistant, Chris Mack, where Sean used to be the head coach of Xavier, amazing upset, wins the game, coming from behind. Just a stunner. So instead of having Gonzaga Arizona final, we now have Xavier against Gonzaga. So as we came to Saturday and Sunday and we went through the finals of these games, all of a sudden, you know, we had Florida against South Carolina today. South Carolina's second half again showed their toughness, showed how hard they are to score against, and their physicality once again. Great win for them. Only one SEC team was able to advance because the two of them were matched up. So that was a tough one for the conference, who had put the most teams in the Elite Eight, were 3 teams by the SEC. Carolina playing against Kentucky again. Two blue bloods matching up. And, you know, I thought, you know, here's a, you know, Monk ties it up, you know, with literally 7-8 seconds to go with a 3-pointer. Think we're going to overtime, and they come down, and with 3/10 of a second to go, May, who has had a fabulous NCAA run, knocks out a shot to win the game. So, you know, so Carolina moves on now to advance to the finals. And then, of course, you know, we have, you know, Kansas, Oregon last night, and Kansas basically playing a home game in Kansas City. Bill Self seems the highest scoring team in the tournament. They can't make a shot, score 60 points for the game, and Oregon is flat out fantastic. The kid Bell, 8 block shots, double figure points, double figure rebounds. They just have a squad that now they seem to be also like South Carolina. You know, they come in from a 3 seed, but they lost a terrific player through injury in the Pac-12 tournament, but now they're able to move on. So, you know, we're going to have them in the 1 semifinal game of the Final Four playing Gonzaga, who just, you know, really did, beat Xavier fairly easily. So we have Gonzaga against Oregon, and then we have, of course, you know, Carolina against Oregon and Gonzaga against South Carolina. So interesting matchups. Because the championship game, a lot of people think will be Carolina, Oregon. Seems to happen a lot. Don't try to figure out what's going on. We have 2 games that are going to be just, amazing. Remember last year we had Oklahoma, Villanova. Oklahoma had thrashed Villanova during the regular season in like December by 25, 30 points out in Hawaii. And then all of a sudden, they beat him in Houston by 44 points in the semifinals. Go figure. And then the final, of course, with, you know, Carolina and Villanova's one of the best we ever saw, one of the best endings of all time. So we'll take a quick commercial, come right back to you, and we'll talk about our Final Four preview. Remember now, for those of you that have an interest in coming to Coaching You Live in Orlando or Vegas, we have a March Madness special for you. Over $100 off of our normal prices. Only good, though, till midnight on April 4th. So right now, you know, you say, well, I don't know what I'm doing on July 5 and 6, whether I can come to Orlando or, you know, July 10 and 11 in Las Vegas. Remember, you know, if you do sign up, and you figure out for some reason that you can't make it, we'll put your tuition to another coaching event since we're going to have approximately 10 of them during the year. Okay, but I think this is a price that we don't want you to miss out on. General admission for our mega clinics in the summer, our Coaching You Live two-day events, is general admission is $147. Normally, $250 or $275. You're now going to be able to get for $147. Our VIP, which is normally $475, you'll be able to get that right now till April 4th for $377. With that, you got courtside seating in Orlando or Vegas. You get lunch the first day, dinner the first day, lunch the second. You get to see all the speakers, eat with the speakers, and then, of course, you get the videos of every speaker that we have in. Incredible deal, great bargain. But for those that love our events for 2 days, you can't be sitting close by and getting a chance to interact and mingle with the guests that we have. So I really encourage you, take advantage of this special pricing for the Coaching You Live events in July. Okay, let's finish up with our final four preview going in now to Saturday's event. We're going to come back and talk next Monday and give you a preview of the final game prior to that event. So let's go in now. Okay, so you have Gonzaga and South Carolina, I believe, in game one. I love Mark Few, his first time ever to this tournament. His team's for real. Big-time guards, big guards, as everyone has said. He also, you know, Mark has had great guards in the past, but they've been more tiny guards, 5'10", 6', 6'1", guards. Now he's got guys that are 6'3", 6'4", guys that are going to play in the NBA. He's got terrific big people. Karnowski, the fifth-year Polar Center, is a mountain inside. He's got forwards that are tall, that can play. The kid Williams had a huge game the other day. Regarding South Carolina, I just don't, having coached against Frank Martin for a couple of years, I just don't think you can look beyond it. Defense travels, friends. Defense travels. This is their calling card. Gonzaga, even though they play a great schedule, has never played a team that plays this hard and this physical and this tough defensively. They overplay every pass that you make. They, you know, block you out on every shot attempted. They, you know, make every entry pass difficult. They then, in the second half of games, go to a matchup 3-2 zone. It's really given teams problems. They're a team that comes from behind in the second half, which is a great quality. They play better as the game goes on. They are not a team, I don't believe either team is satisfied to get there. I think this could be one of the great games we've ever had, even though people think it's not the game. So I think you'll love this matchup between the Zags and the Gamecocks. Look forward to talking about that next Monday. Carolina, I think they feel they're owed one from last year. Kind of reminds me of the Spurs when they lost to Miami. The next year they won the championship. I think this team has all the pieces. You know, Justin Jackson is a flat-out star. Joel Berry, you know, controls the point. And the player, Theo Pinson, is a 6'6", 6'7", defensive player that you put on point guards or two guards. I thought he did a great job on Fox on Sunday and really, you know, held De'Aaron in check. But they're big. They just keep coming at you with Hicks, Kennedy, Meeks, and then, you know, of course, you know, with Tony Bradley, the young kid. So they got a lot of shooters. But the guy May is probably playing and shooting the ball as well as anyone in the tournament. Roy Williams, battle-tested, great resume, has been in the finals before. It's hard to bet against Roy. Oregon, you got to love what Dana Altman's done with his team. One of the most well-coached teams in the tournament. Played multiple defenses. Dana has really opened it up. He's got pros on his team. He's got shot blockers. They defend. They take you off the dribble. Very hard team to match up. I think it's a great, great semifinal matchup. So we'll come back and we'll talk about that next Monday as we get into the finals and see. I know your brackets have been totally obliterated, as all of ours have, but I think you got to admit, March Madness is an incredible event, and this tournament has been, as always, amazingly unpredictable. So let's review now. Again, you're going to get stuff this week. We got our Fort Worth Coaching U one-day event Thursday, April 20th. Look for that, $77, maybe the best bargain in the country on clinics, $197 for all the videos and the courtside seat. And if you want to come to our mega clinics in Orlando or Vegas, July 5 and 6 in Orlando, we have these in conjunction with the NBA Summer Leagues, so your speakers are going to be coming from the coaches that are coaching in those summer leagues. We get great speakers of those, give you a whole new idea of knowledge that you haven't heard before. I think you'll love them. 10th and 11th in Vegas. Again, 24 NBA teams are out there. You'll really get a kick out of this if you've never been before. It's the only event of its kind. I think you'll like it. March Madness sign-up deadline, April 4th, midnight. Make sure you take advantage. General admission, $147, or $377 for our courtside seating and our VIP. Okay, until next Monday, the coach, Brendan Serve, wishing you to have a great week.